Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Common Core, what is it about, and why are some of the states now rejecting Common Core? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Mark Lagos, who is with the Political Science Department as a professor at Valencia Community College in Central Florida. And Common Core, Mark, seemed to storm the country, and it became the end thing. All these states were adopting Common Core. Now a number of states are starting to question Common Core, and some have actually rejected it and done a reversal on Common Core. What is Common Core, and why should we be concerned about it?
Well, Common Core was originally developed by over 40 governors, and what they decided was that what they were learning was that if a student moves, say, from the state of Wisconsin to the state of Virginia to the state of Florida, and that child moved twice in a school year and they were in the sixth grade, what they might be covering in the sixth grade in Wisconsin might be a little bit different when they got to the state of Virginia, which would be drastically different in the state of Florida. So they were finding that some states were a little bit more advanced in the sixth grade. So if you moved from a state to a state where there was less education, if you will, going on, all of a sudden a student has to sit around, twiddle their thumbs, and wait for everyone else to catch up. Conversely, if you were from a state that was behind and you moved to a state that was more advanced, you were stuck because you did not learn what you needed to learn to get to that point, and so you were constantly trying to play catch up.
So this started out as a legitimate
effort
to try to resolve that and to really help children
Absolutely.
As they're moving apart from around the country.
And it was state-driven. That was the key to this. It was state-driven. And so governors got together, and they decided that this was a great thing. I'll give you two words as to why it has turned south, or not as popular, I should say. Barack Obama. Barack Obama saw this in 2012 as an opportunity, saw this wonderful movement. And I don't think it was that he wanted part of it and he wanted to be, his name attached to it. I think he saw an opportunity here. Because what Common Core does is says states can choose their own curriculum, but if you are in Wisconsin, in the third month of sixth grade, and you move to Florida the third month of sixth grade, you'll be in the same curriculum, not the same books, the same materials,
but you'll be learning the same level.
Exactly. Well, Barack Obama sees this, and I think one word came to mind, indoctrination, as if that's not going on already. And so all of a sudden, the president decided that this could be a really good movement for the federal government to get involved in. And that's when you started seeing states bail. States said, wait a minute, we didn't include the federal government for a reason.
And they started actually putting in federal funding.
Yes. So there you go with the categorical grants and all these other requirements. Well, here's this wonderful free money. It's our money, by the way, as you know. Here's this wonderful free money. And by the way, we want you to add this to that. And then we want you to include this for that. And the state said, wait a minute. A, why are you in our business? And B, we're going to do it our way. And so let's say you get a categorical grant to use a particular U.S. history book. Now, there are some cash-strapped states, and they'll look at that and they'll go, wow, we could use that money, and we really don't want to use that book, but we'll use it because the federal government's going to pay for it. And so it's just like Johnson in the 60s. You get that coercive federalism going on, and all of a sudden the states and the governor said, no, we don't want this. There's a big problem.
So along with the federal funding, the federal government wanted the states to use particular textbooks.
If the states wanted to use those textbooks, they could through federal grants. That hasn't happened yet, but those are the proposals.
Well, let me ask you a question.
That's the danger of it.
One of the things that I actually saw a person talking about Common Core, and she was talking about 2 plus 2. Obviously, 2 plus 2 equals 4. There's no way to divide it any other way. But she said that 2 plus 2 could equal 5 under a Common Core curriculum if the person explained why they got to that conclusion. Now, was that part of Common Core as the states were developing it? Or did that come as part of Common Core after Barack Obama and the federal government got involved? Or is that an aberration and that's not Common Core?
I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that. But I could almost 100% state that governors would never have bought into a concept like that. So I don't know if it's true, if it's not true. But my guess is, based on what the federal government's been doing in the past 6 years, it wouldn't surprise me if 2 + 2 = 5. With all the redefinitions of everything, including marriage, that's something else that is a concern in Common Core. What if the federal government gets involved? I mean, you have an attorney general right now, Eric Holder, who is telling attorney generals of states to ignore their bans on same-sex marriages because the federal government will be on their side and they're going to overturn it, all these bans and everything else. So if you have a federal abuse of power like that, where the federal government is dictating to the states what they will do based on what the federal government is telling them to do, I can't imagine, if the federal government's involved in Common Core, that being, you know, removed from the equation as well.
Well, there's an article written by Maggie Gallagher. It's called Two Moms Versus Common Core. And Maggie Gallagher, of course, is pro-marriage as a man and a woman. So she's not talking about two moms in the same household. She's talking about just two mothers of different households. Now they're opposed to Common Core. She's talking about in this article about how Indiana has rejected Common Core. They accepted it and then they rejected it under Governor Mike Pence. But she gives an example. She said, instead of, in writing this article, instead of many arithmetic problems, the homework would contain only 3 or 4 questions. And 2 of those would be explain your answers. Mm-hmm. And the child told the mother, like one bridge is 412 feet long and the other bridge is 206 feet long. Which bridge is longer? Well, you don't need a high math to figure that out. And then it says, how do you know? Well, how do you, what kind of a question is that?
Right.
Apparently this was part of the Common Core curriculum that she was being taught. And so one of the things that she was saying is that these moms and other people started to rise up and think, and say that Common Core actually is dumbing down, in many cases, the students, and not reaching its ultimate objective of trying to meet this need that you talked about, the mobilization of families moving across state lines.
Which is one reason why Bobby Jindal from Louisiana recently rejected it. They originally accepted it, and now he's backed out of it. You know, it strikes a chord because homeschooling, I think, is going to be the real victim of Common Core. Because homeschoolers take liberty at heart. I mean, look where we are today. Liberty University, Liberty Council. The word liberty is very important to our founding, to our future, to our faith. And yet liberty has been proposed to be removed from U.S. government textbooks. The word liberty is proposed to be removed and replaced with the word democracy. Now, that's scary.
That is scary.
That's horrifying.
So that's not even in the history books, liberty. It's democracy, which we're not a democracy anyway.
That is correct.
That's mob rule. The founders rejected a democracy. We call ourselves a democratic country, but we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
That's exactly right.
Now, in this article, one of the things that she says here kind of goes back to what you're saying about homeschoolers and even private school, because what happens is, you say, well, my child is not in a public school in a state that has Common Core, so I'm not going to be affected by it. But not so fast, because the state test then have to then be made, and they are testing at certain levels. And if your school, private or homeschool, doesn't teach to that or prepare your child for that, you're not going to be excelling on these tests that are now geared around a Common Core curriculum.
And that's the federal influence of Common Core.
Well, that's why Common Core is such a critical issue for you to learn about. It is obviously something that has been used in a way to literally indoctrinate our young people around the country. Learn more about it. Contact your state legislators. Go to Liberty Council's website for more information. That's lc.org, lc.org. Again, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. There's a lot of other resources out there on Common Core. I know in the state of Florida, the governor there was really pushing Common Core until people began to really push back. And that's what's happening in other parts of the country, where people are starting to learn about Common Core. In fact, one principal in this story that Maggie Gallagher talked about threw up his hands and said, I know you don't like this curriculum, but we have to teach it. Why? Because that's how the tests are being developed in our state. So it's going to affect every person in private school, homeschool, as well as in public school. So get informed, get involved, and make sure you get your voice heard before our elected officials. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. You can also visit libertycouncil.com. Libertycouncil.com will have information on those websites regarding religious freedom, life, and family. Also, pray for this ministry of Liberty Council and continue to support it financially. You can do that at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.